Chuck Stephan.
Our focus on food and the food emperor. I'm going to start calling Phil Lemper the food emperor. He's actually the supermarket guru, well-known around our country and around the world as the expert when it comes to shopping in supermarkets, knowing about food, where the values are, where the important news is, what to be aware of, what the new products are. Phil has it all aced. One of the smartest people I know, one of the nicest gentlemen that I know, and knowledge together with a good personality goes a long way toward helping people because you want to listen to what he's talking about. So the fact that he's not here today doesn't mean we don't have his spirit around, the spirit of knowledge and help. And in that vein, we have Ashley Koff with us now, who is a dietitian, an author, a lifestyle contributor, so a good counselor. Are you, Ms. Koff? It appears you are. We can remember from the Messiah, wonderful counselor. You remember that? That's a passage, actually, that got set to music. Do you know that passage?
Yes. There
All
you
right.
go.
All right. So you feel like you're a wonderful counselor. And here we are. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
wonderful.
Welcome. All right. Let's talk about back-to-school recipes. If recipe even is the right word, I'm not sure I know what the right word is. When you're fixing lunch for your children, first of all, we have this foolish situation that exists in some of our communities around the country where parents are not allowed anymore to make lunch for their children. Children aren't allowed to bring their lunch to school. I think I'd have a little class action lawsuit going if it were me, and that were the case in my district. However, that's not the reason for our conversation. For those of us who have children or grandchildren, and we want to know how to prepare things, one of the biggest problems in school is that the children, as they're going off to school, are fed things that are not appropriate. The sugar content in a lot of cereals gets the children crazy when they get to school. And a lot of the things that you can put up for lunch, same thing unless you're knowledgeable. So you have some pretty good ideas as to how to deal with things that children should have, whether they there are any number of problems kids might have. There is this problem of lactose intolerance, which means you can't drink pasteurized milk. You can drink raw milk, but there aren't enough sources of that around, I guess, for people to deal with it. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think there are a number of things to think about. So you hit the nail on the head with one of the major issues, whether parents are preparing food or their kids are being given food in school or taking their own, grabbing snacks and taking their own. We really have a major issue, and that is across the board we're not feeding our children quality food. So I tell everyone to be a qualitarian, and what I mean by that is that you want to choose the best quality choice that's available. And when you do that, you give the body what it needs, and in the case of our children, what it needs to grow, to develop, to build a healthy foundation, because what we do know about so many of the diseases today is that their risk factors for them and the development of them do actually start in those early years for children.
Mm-hmm.
But what we also see is that when we're choosing less good quality products, especially food products, ones that have been processed, et cetera, there are things that are irritants to the body. You can see things that the body doesn't recognize as well, it doesn't work with as efficiently, or in the case of added sugars, added salts, processed things, maybe giving too much of it to the body, and that can stress the body out. And we really don't want our kids' bodies stressed out in the early stages. But on top of that, we're also seeing, an increased number of digestive complaints in children from early ages. And some of that has to do with not having as much of the good bacteria, which we call probiotics,
mm-hmm.
which can make the kids have, deal with issues like gas and bloating and constipation and things that aren't fun from the get-go, just like we see in adults. But we also see in children today more often something called lactose intolerance. And there are a number of speculative reasons. We don't have to get into that, as to why that may be happening. But the issue is, number one, you do need to work with your pediatrician to actually identify it. It's not something that we want to just decide that our child is lactose intolerant. But the issue is, once you have a diagnosis, do we then have to get rid of all dairy in the diet for the children? And what we find is that when we choose high-quality dairy products, especially like the organic dairy, and there are a number of lines like Green Valley Organics that have lactose-free products where they've actually added in the lactase enzyme so that it helps you digest it. When we have those high-quality products, then kids are able to consume dairy, which means that, you know, they can certainly get the nutrients that are found in dairy in other places, but what you really don't want for kids from a young age is for them to have to feel like they have to be very different than others. They have to avoid whole slews of foods. You know, they have to miss out on what can be convenient, easy options. You know, yogurt, kefir, topping some, you know, something with sour cream. These are things that we want kids to be able to consume if they're consuming very good quality. And so when you get the organic dairy and you get ones, especially for kids that are lactose intolerant, this is going to be something that's going to feel, you know, it's really going to be a savior for parents that they can pack and take that for their kids.
I'm impressed that you are talking about probiotics in children. This is something that is a frequent conversational point on my program, not only from the informational point of view, but from the advertiser point of view. There's some pretty good probiotics around Natrin and Sustanex. Those are things, they have them for children as well as for adults, or you just take a lesser dosage. But these kids and their stresses and whatever it is that's around, you heard me mention earlier raw milk. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I happen to sell raw milk and grew up on raw milk, and I'm much of a proponent because it deals with all of these things as well. But if you can't get a hold of raw milk, then you, as you're suggesting, you try some of the other ones and make sure that there is a probiotic component to what they're
right.
eating. Let's talk. We have to just for a second here, Ashley, do a couple of things, then we'll continue this conversation. There are ideas here as we get the school year sort of in our head that reference some of the other things that are proper to prepare your children for their trips to school.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I'm telling you right now, you can sing. You might think you cannot, but you can, and I'm going to prove it to you. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Now, we all know that song. Now, what I want everybody to do is to sing along with me. Sing along as if you were in the ballpark right now. Ready? One, two, three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Now, how'd you do? Did any one of you ever say to yourselves, I can't sing? Of course you did. But then you joined in. And you do it in public. And you do it in the ballpark. And everybody is with you. Now, imagine how many other things that there are in life that you tell to yourself, hey, I can't do it. But yet, when you really think about it, and you take those obstacles out of your head, and you join in with others who will train you and will help you, you absolutely get to do it. So sing along with life. Enjoy the notes. Enjoy the tune. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Order! Order in the court!
It's time to render your decision. You've made up your mind, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and everyone's hanging on your every word.
I should have used Preparation H. Quick recess!
Where's he going?
You should carry Preparation H portable wipes, the discreet way to get big relief. They're convenient little packets that hold very big wipes, so you can cleanse, cool, and soothe to get relief even when you're not at home.
Order! Now, my decision.
Preparation H portable wipes. Big relief to go. Use as directed.
I'm gonna keep well. My vegetables cart off and sell. My
veggies are good. We like veggies. We're talking to dietitian, author, and lifestyle contributor Ashley Coff, who's a registered dietitian, about preparing back-to-school lunches, what to have your children know, what you should know about sending them off to school. and making sure that their experience is, at least from the food point of view, is just less, the less distractions, I think, the better, Ashley. Wouldn't we all agree? Are you a mother of, have you practiced this on your own children?
You know, I'm not, I don't have my own children, but I definitely practice it with a lot. I've got nieces and nephews, and then also dealing with the kids that I work with in my practice. And, you know, and even, and I work with low income, you know, I work at a community center as well. And a lot of what we do today is teaching the kids also to vocalize and to play an active role in preparing their snacks and, you know, the different eating occasions that they're having throughout the day, so that it's not like they're opening up the bag and going, gosh, what did mom send me or what did dad send me, you know? So I think that's, you know, a key recommendation. And I just wrote a new book called Mom Energy. And one of the things I talk about is, you know, one of the pieces for moms that's so important is, you know, one of my, you know, people say to me, how, if they're moms, how can I lose weight or how can I work on, you know, my health issues? And the key thing is that what's good for the kid is good for the whole family. So everybody benefits when we choose better quality foods and when we prepare our lunches. So it's not just that, you know, we need to be focused on kids preparing and taking better quality lunches. A lot of my parents could do very well to improve the quality of their lunches as well. So it's really about enabling health for the whole family.
There's a big push on, as you know, to a local food movement, so-called locavore movement, where people are trying their best to find local dairy, find local produce, find local meats. And I wonder how that squares with what might be prepared for lunch, because parents would be probably, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but there is certainly the ease of preparing something. Prepared foods often have preservatives in them, and I wonder what your thoughts on those sorts of foods are for a lunch for students going to school.
Yeah, and I would say that they often have things in them, and we often pay a premium for those. And, you know, with today's, everybody's, we're focusing on our budgets, but we also really need to focus on our health budget. And, you know, my advice to people is to buy the ingredients. I use the term, you know, some assembly required. You should be assembling your own meal with the idea that if you buy the ingredients or over the course of the week, if you're preparing different ingredients that you can repurpose into different eating occasions, that's actually going to work best for you. You know, so the waffles that we might have for breakfast can make a great panini for lunch. And I use, you know, gluten-free organic options. I love Nature's Path. And so I'll, you know, do for breakfast, I might do that with an egg on top of it. And for lunch, I might do it with a nut butter and some fresh organic strawberries, you know, and so that's a great option in there. And, you know, each of those things are pretty easy. There are, each ingredient is ready to go. It's not a question of, you know, taking a tremendous amount of time, but if you buy the, which they do sell, surprisingly to me, the waffle sandwich that already has the nut butter and the strawberries in there, there are a lot of preservatives to keep those things fresh, and then there's just a lot of other added stuff that doesn't need to be in there. And that's the added stuff that doesn't need to be in there is the stuff that is irritating and making our bodies less efficient, and we don't want that for kids. We certainly don't want it for adults either.
All right, so if we are to go to AshleyKoffApproved.com, we can learn more about this book, Mom Energy, and the ideas that you have to help students do better, at least have less distraction by having better food. It's all at AshleyKoffApproved.com, is it?
Correct. And I actually also have on there my Ashley Koff approved list, which is a list of all of the products that I've evaluated over the years, over 12,000 products at this point, so that you can pick out which ones are the better quality ones. I'm a realist. We're not always going to, you know, make everything that we get from the farmer's market. We do need packaged foods, but we really need to be careful when we're purchasing those.
Amen to that. Thank you for being here. Very helpful information. Ashley Koff here on Good.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future. future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the new Civil Good Day USA. Your host, Doug Steffen, has decided that he and his staff are going to be a kindler, gentler Good Day crew. How does he do this?
They need to get slapped around a little bit.
And how does he think they'll respond?
They're like spoiled kids, spoiled brats.
That's too bad.
I think that is despicable.
You're despicable.
So tune in every morning to see how Doug gets his staff to be as civil as he is.
They need to get kicked in the ass.
Don't worry, be happy.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
All right, so Steve Austin is not the focus here. The birthdays for this Monday, the 8th of August, include the gentleman who played his mentor, Richard Anderson, who is the father of Richard Dean Anderson. He was Oscar Goldman on The $6 Million Man. And he's 85 today. Happy birthday to him. $6 Million Man, The Bionic Woman, Escape from Fort Bravo he was in. A lot of westerns and things in his early career as sort of a character actor. And he is from this date, let's see, backwards to 1926, makes him 85. Happy birthday, Mr. Anderson. Mel Tillis.
As she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy.
Singer and songwriter, born this date, 1932. I Believe in You. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. He wrote it. And then it was a hit from, let's see, what was the name of the group? That the first edition, that was it. Kenny Loggins in the first edition had their cover. He wrote Detroit City, Commercial Affection, Good Woman, all kinds of stuff. He wrote a book about himself called Stutterin' Boy. Doesn't stutter when he sings, though. Mel Till is 79 today. Up next is Connie Stevens. And a number of pretty important television shows in the 60s and 70s. I can't remember who she was married to. A couple of three different people. Her real name is Concetta Ingolia. Remember helping her get out of her car. She had a white Corvette. And she was on Wilshire Boulevard. She dropped a bag and I helped her pick it up. It was about 15 years ago, I think. She was on Hawaiian Eye as well as being... well, let's see here. There were four or five of those Warner Brothers TV shows that were around. She did this song, 16 Reasons, Where the Boys Are, Kooky Kooky Lend Me Your Comb. That's who we're talking about. Yeah, happy birthday to her. Let's see, Dustin Hoffman's birthday is today. He's 74. Next on this list is Larry Wilcox, who played John on Chips. He was in Lassie. He was in, National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon. He's kind of been around. He hasn't really made a success out of his life much since Chips, I don't think. But we know him from there. So happy birthday to Mr. Wilcox, born in the state 1947. Next is Keith Carradine.
But I'm easy.
actor in The Long Riders, The Moderns, Kung Fu with his father. Yeah, his father. David Carradine is his father. Is in Nashville and wrote this song and performed it so well. He's 62 today, born in the state in 1949. Happy birthday to Donnie Most from Happy Days, born in the state in 1953. He played Ralph Malph. I'd like to have a name like that. Ralph Malph. Happy birthday to Chris Foreman, guitarist with Madness, 55 today. Ali Shore, the drummer of the Flock of Seagulls, at 55. Dave Evans, guitarist with The Edge, 50 today. Happy birthday to him. Our poll today has to do with Two and a Half Men. Will you watch it? A, yes, it'll still be a funny show. B, maybe, depending on what else is on. C, I might, out of curiosity. D, no, it just won't be the same without Charlie. Or E, I didn't watch it before, and I'm not going to watch it now.
An important anniversary in our history is here.
The 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, and anniversary programs run for 5 years because obviously the Civil War ran about that long.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Civil War commemorations have started.
What's great are battle reenactments.
Peter Greenberg is a travel editor for CBS News.
You'll see the Alesi battle reenactment in Lake City, Florida. That'll happen in mid-February. You'll have the Battle of Bentonville. That'll happen in March. Charleston, South Carolina, huge series of lectures, retrospective music and film festivals.
There's also the War Between the States weekend in Cumberland, Tennessee. For more information on years of events, go to CivilWar150.org and also check our website.
I'm one of those people that think that if you don't remember the past, you're condemned to repeat it. Even today, there's so much we still need to learn about the Civil War that will help us to move forward as a nation.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a 1-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Reggie Abe Samis is here, director of restaurants for Sam and Harry's. Sam and Harry's. Well, you know what? Why is it my job to explain what Sam and Harry's is all about? That's what Reggie's job is all about. So let's talk about Sam and Harry's. Reggie, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, and you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So what do we need to know about Sam and Harry's?
Well, again, Sam and Harry's is a steakhouse located in Schaumburg, Illinois, which is 30 minutes away from downtown Chicago. Our parent restaurant is in Washington, D.C., which has been there for 20-something years, catering to all politicians and government officials.
Really? Is that me? These days, I'm not sure I'd be bragging about that under the circumstances.
I know, right?
Most people have little use for those people who occupy Washington on a part-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what you're saying. If my friend Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, were here, we'd be talking about this because I'm sure I've become a more frequent visitor to Chicago lately for whatever the reason, but I have not been to Sam and Harry's. I'm not a steak eater, and I hope that doesn't, I don't eat meat. I hope that doesn't count against me. I still think the information is important because there are a lot of things to serve with wine besides just steak.
I agree.
Sam and Harry's is a steakhouse. So what do novices like me need to know about pairing wine and other types of food? Do we want to start with specific types of food and talk about the wines that go with them? They're all, you can pay any amount of money. You can pay $4 for a bottle of wine. You can pay $4,000 for a bottle of wine. Is there that much difference between the two?
Well, there's a little bit of difference, again, depending on your palate. Each person has its own palate, so that means how they taste the food and the wine. So food and wine goes well together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give an example. A steakhouse with all the meat that we serve, normally we will pair that with red wine. Now, when you add seasoning, that makes a big difference. So let's say a steak with, you put a peppercorn sauce, you have to pair that with either a Syrah or a Cabernet. The reason being is because the richness of the steak matches well with the full-bodied red wines.
I wish my darling Jennifer Horn were here. She is a, how do you pronounce it, sommelier?
Sommelier.
Sommelier. She and her father both, she's on the air with me, and most of the time we get into these wine discussions, and I let her take it away because I'm anything but a wine connoisseur. But I think maybe that's a good thing for the purposes of this discussion, because most people are not experts. Most people are going to, where do you go? I know we have Trader Joe's around here, and they sell a lot of wines. You can get them at the Whole Foods store. You can go to the liquor store. Do you find, by the way, that most of the larger chains offer pretty much all the same brands, if not types of wine, or can you find pockets where there will be regional wines that are presented?
Well, depending where, which part of your country, it's hard to find all the good wines around the area. Like I'm in Chicago, there are certain wines in Chicago that I can't find because they're only located in different parts of the region. So what normally I'll do with my clients here in the restaurant is if they want a specific wine that I can find, I'll go through my vendors in Illinois, and hopefully they'll assist me in finding a particular wine, and you know, we'll take care of my guests.
Yeah. All right. We're having a conversation about foods and how they get paired with wines. Reggie Abasimus is the director of restaurants for Sam and Harry's and a good source. Let's talk about, I had a dinner last night, pretty simple dinner. It was a piece of white fish, some potato, and spinach. It was very well, very conservatively presented, very well done, very tasty. What would I have had for a wine were I to have chosen one?
Well, white fish, you have to look at, was it grilled, sautéed?
It was sautéed.
Okay, it was sautéed.
That makes a difference, really, in the kind of wine you eat, really?
Yeah, the way you cook the food makes a big difference. Again, wine, you have to consider the taste of the wine, the flavor, the balance, meaning is it the acidity, the fruitiness of the wine, and then the body, which is it very light, medium, or full, and that has a big effect in food. So when you say fish, normally fish is light, and I would pair that with a Chardonnay. If you have more of a, what did you say, it's like a citrus flavored dressing? Or
I had actually, that's a good point, too. Thank you for bringing it up. I had a salad that was just basically greens with a raspberry vinaigrette on it.
Okay, for a vinaigrette dressing that has a acid, citrus, you have to go with a Sauvignon Blanc or a Pinot Grigio. Which one did you have?
I didn't have any, but the woman sitting next to me, who I don't drink wine, so I mean, I've started drinking a little lately because I think there's a good medicinal benefit to having it. But the lady next to me had a Pinot. I mean, but they're different. There's Pinot Grigio, there's Pinot Noir. What's the difference between those two wines?
Well, Pinot Noir, of course, it's red, and Pinot Grigio is white. But again, the flavor profile is similar. They're light to medium body.
Okay,
so light food, light wine, heavy food, full-bodied wine.
See, I like because I'm not a connoisseur. Probably this is you can say you can say this and have a certain amount of credibility. I'm not even close to understanding what really the pieces of the pie are here to sound like I was intelligent when it came to wines. But I do know that in many circumstances, people go to great lengths to find just the right wine, and then they're not satisfied because they don't like the taste. And there are so many choices. I find, frankly, the wine menus at most restaurants, even if I were to know what the heck I was doing, I look at it as this place last night had a whole page of wines. What the heck for? The average person doesn't know what most of those wines are, do they? Really? Come on.
Well, that's why, again, on a normal wine list, I hope that the restaurant you went to, the manager or the server are well-versed enough to guide you to select the proper wine. When a guest comes to my restaurant, you know, I ask him, what type of wine do you drink, flavor-wise, sweet, acidity, full-bodied, medium-bodied, so I can pair a wine based on their taste. Because, again, everybody has its own taste bud, so you have to pair that taste bud with the food that you'll be serving. Because I love medium-bodied red wines, but I don't like full-bodied red wines. So no matter what.
Is that just your personal taste, or is that part of the rule for the road at your restaurants?
No, that's my personal taste. Mm-hmm. So even if I have a steak, which, you know, a wine connoisseur or sommelier can say, hey, you need to find a full-bodied red wine.
Mm.
For my personal taste, I'll find a medium to full-bodied red wine because of my flavor, my taste buds.
Pretty intimidating, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole thing can be pretty... And you look foolish unless you're just like me up front and admit that you don't know anything about it. If you don't know anything about it, then I think the sins or the harm is mitigated somehow. But if you pretend to know... I think you become you're at risk of being looking silly.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a sommelier. Sommelier is they're considered the guru of wine.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I have the basic knowledge, and throughout my career, I've tasted food and wine.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about oysters, caviar, that sort of thing. If you're going to have, you're going to go expensive. Those two things are expensive. So do you need expensive wine to go with it necessarily?
Not necessarily. You just have to find, okay, oysters primarily have a, you know, the brightness, the saltiness, a little bit of sweet, depending which oysters you get. I would pair that with a dry, crisp champagne. The dry and the flavor of the champagne will balance or cut the saltiness of the oysters. You know, same thing with caviar. You know, we serve beluga caviar at the steakhouse. Now, caviar has a balanced saltiness, nice finish. Then you pair that with a champagne or a Pinot Grigio would work for oysters also.
So Pinot Grigio. Now, there are Pinot Grigios. Now I'm getting a little dangerous because I know that there are some really good Pinots in America, produced here, different parts of the country. There certainly are good European wines, and now there are Asian wines. How do you know where to go for that? Because every one of them is going to be based on whatever is in the soil. We know that the grapes that are produced are going to be a product of whatever is in the soil. If you happen to spread certain type, I know this because I'm a dairy farmer, and I know that the flavor in the milk is somehow affected by the grasses, and the grasses are affected by what we use for fertilizers. And I wonder if it has to be. That's why there are so many different kinds and tastes in wine, because the soils are going to be influenced by different things, right?
Definitely. I mean, the climate has a big part of making wine. I mean, Pinot Grigio, it's an Italian wine. There's a few American wines come out with Pinot Grigio, but as far as my personal preference, Pinot Grigio from Italy is one of the best countries that produces Pinot Grigio. So most restaurants will serve Pinot Grigio that are coming from Italy these days. I tasted a few in domestic Pinot Grigio, and definitely Italian Pinot Grigios are the best right now.
Yep. All right. If you have questions for Reggie, 800-510-8255. I'm raising my own curiosity here. I'm looking around. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Is there such a thing as an organic wine?
Yes, there's organic wines. There's a few of those. Again, it's a taste preference. I serve one particular organic wine in the restaurant, which is a Bonterra Syrah. Again, it's still an up-and-coming type of wine, so a lot of my clients are not familiar with. But again, being green, we have a big program at our restaurant, so definitely I offer a few of those, and it's an acquired taste.
How much of your business is this? As you advise people, again, Mr. Abeyes Samias is a director of Restaurant Sam and Harry's in the Chicago area and in Washington. How much of your business is this? So when you prepare a meal for somebody, and let's say the tag is $30, $35, and that includes wine, wine's a very strong and important profit center, is it not?
Yes, it is. Wine is a big piece of the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
And again, at my restaurant, I offer a variety of wines, 250 to 300 types of wine.
And do you choose them yourself, or do you have somebody that goes around and finds them, and are they buying them from wholesalers? They buy them directly from the producer? And how do they know if it's some specialty wine, what it's going to taste like? Because as we are talking about this, the vagaries of this are the different grapes, but the way they put them in the barrels, how long they stay there, what's the wood all about. My God, I can't imagine that you'd get two bottles of wine that would taste the same no matter what the conditions.
Oh, no, it will taste differently. Again, I work with my chefs, so when we have a new, when we look at the wine list, we sit down as a team. Because, again, my taste is different from anyone else. So I get my chef, I get the GM of the hotel, my team, and then the wine vendor, and we taste different wines. What works well in the restaurant with our food?
All right,
so
now,
it's a big project.
Okay, so we've talked about fish, we've talked about beef, we have not talked about poultry and the kinds of, these are, again, this is all suggestion, folks, ideas. So we've got about a minute left here. How would you perfectly pair a particular kind of wine with poultry, chicken, turkey, that sort of thing?
Okay, depending on how you prepare your dish. So let's say grilled chicken or roasted chicken, a Chardonnay would go with that. You can go with a Merlot because of all the herbs that you use. If you use, let's say, garlic with chicken, a Chardonnay would work well because of the complexity of the wine.
What do you mean complexity? What does that mean, complexity of the wine?
The body of the wine, the flavor, the taste, the flavor, the balance, that's the complexity of the wine. Now, chicken also, primarily, you know, I use that for like chicken paella or Italian dishes. If I put chicken marsala sauce, I'll do a Pinot Noir. Again, Pinot Noir is a very light red wine. Chicken is considered light. Marsala sauce is light. So, again, it sounds complicated, but yeah. Light dishes, light sauce, light wine.
All right. So here's the idea. Here's another resource for those of you who love wine. SamandHarrys.com/Chicago would be a good place for you to search out some of the things that Reggie has explained to us. SamandHarrys.com. Good to have you here, Reggie. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Make generosity a part of your day. 51 after the hour.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
The downgrading of our credit rating, the why and the what's next. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. First, we take you back to last Friday, after the markets closed on Wall Street. That's when Standard & Poor's announced its downgrade of the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+. The head of the S&P Rating Committee, John Chambers, said it was the inability of Congress to make the massive cuts needed to reduce the U.S. debt that led to the decision.
It makes us think that it's going to be difficult for elected officials to put the fiscal profile of the U.S. government on a long-term sustainable path.
Now, here's the question. Why did Standard & Poor's do this while the other credit agencies, Moody's and Fitch's, did not?
Well, we all have our own criteria on how we do things. Ours is published for the world to see. It takes five pillars. One's the fiscal setting, one's the political setting, one's the monetary, one's the external, one's the, the economy.
That being said, more than a few people think that Standard & Poor's did this for political reasons and no other. Among those reacting negatively to this move, Forbes magazine CEO Steve Forbes.
In a narrow sense, it is a political move, and I think it's really, it will sound strange for me to say it, an outrageous move.
Market reaction. Overseas markets are down. Oil prices down. Gold is up. But what's the outlook for our markets, given that investors had time to chew on this over the weekend? Former head of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, a guest on NBC's Meet the Press, says we may be going way down.
Considering the momentum in which the market went down over the last week, it is very unlikely, if history is any guide, that this isn't going to take a while to bottom out.
As Greenspan said, the markets are coming off a horrible week. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all dropped between 6 and 8% for the week. Now, if your portfolio took a hit, this might make you feel a little better. The world's richest man, Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim, lost about $8 billion last week. That's right, $8 billion. It's noteworthy to point out that $8 billion is 9% of Carlos Slim's holdings. $8 billion. 9%. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's a new week on Wall Street, and as already mentioned, all eyes on the stock market and how it will react to the Standard & Poor's credit downgrade from last Friday. Speaking of last Friday, it was a roller coaster ride for the market. The Dow finished with a 61-point gain to 11,444, NASDAQ down 24, S&P down less than a point. Numbers of another kind. We're talking about the multi-state lottery known as Powerball, and nobody matched all the numbers from Saturday night's jackpot, which has rolled over to an estimated $220 million. For this Wednesday night's drawing. Powerball played in 42 states, as well as Washington, D.C. and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Weekend business at the box office.
They are contaminated.
Contaminated? Are you talking about the apes?
Put those apes down.
You have no idea what you're dealing with.
You have no idea what you're dealing with.
I just said that. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, debuting in the top spot, pulling in $54 million in its opening weekend. Closing notes. First, we take you back to the launch pad at Cape Canaveral in Florida last Friday.
And liftoff of the Atlas V with Juno on a trek to Jupiter, a planetary piece of the puzzle on the beginning of our solar system.
And with that, the Juno spacecraft is off and away to spend almost 5 years just getting to Jupiter. Once in orbit, Juno will study our solar system's largest planet and the first planet that formed around the sun. Speaking of the sun, scientists tell us there have been some massive explosions on the sun recently, and the radiation from those eruptions are reaching Earth right now. No, it is not harmful radiation as far as our health is concerned, but advisories have been issued regarding the use of electronic equipment, everything from satellites to cell phones, which may experience some service disruptions. These disruptions are not expected to last very long. It's possible we may not have space. Hey, this transmission is just fine. I'm just fooling with you. It's how I get my kicks. I'm David Weiss. Cut it out. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, good day.
And sometimes you.
How about we try Nan in Cody, Wyoming, listening to Good Day there. Hi, Nan. How are you today?
I am just ducky. How about yourself?
I am quacking as we speak. Can we quack together? You quack, I'll quack. Go ahead, you quack first.
Quack. Grabbing your attention and holding it hostage all morning long.
You guys are quackers.
Doug Steffens, good day.